prior to her Pittsburgh appearance, which was some 7 months after she arrived in New York, Jenny Lind and her troupe had covered thousands of miles by steamship and by coach. Their itinerary goes something like this: New York, Boston, Philadelphia, then returns to New York and Boston, then on to Baltimore, Washington, Charleston, Havana, New Orleans, Natchez, Memphis, St. Louis, Louisville, Cincinnati, Wheeling, and then Pittsburgh. One member of her entourage described their arrival thus: "I heard a stranger say, 'Well, here is Pittsburgh at last.' I endeavored accordingly to behold it. But unless my imagination had gone to work and decorated the haze with unsubstantial buildings, visionary church towers, and delusive steamers, I feel candidly to own that I saw nothing. I disembarked, and I still saw nothing." Our narrator goes on to admit that for a few hours he perceived a pale and sickly-looking sun that peered through the grimy atmosphere, having very much the appearance of a yellow wafer floating in a bowl of dirty milk. So much for Pittsburgh in 1851. He made his way to the hall where tickets were being auctioned off, some into the hands of speculators and scalpers. But before continuing his description of subsequent events in Pittsburgh, I will call on today's artist to perform another selection from Jenny Lind's repertoire, and this is one that was included in her concert here in April, On Mighty Pens.